and next he drove his sleek flocks into the open vault, all he'd milk at least, but he left the males outside, rams and billy goats out in the high-walled yard. Then to close his door he hoisted overhead a tremendous massive slab. No 22 wagons, rugged and four-wheeled, could budge that boulder off the ground, I tell you, such an immense stone the monster wedged to block his cave. Then down he squatted to milk his sheep and bleating goats, each in order, and put a suckling underneath each dam. And half of the fresh white milk he curdled quickly, set it aside in wicker racks to press for cheese. The other half let stand in pails and buckets, ready at hand to wash his supper down. As soon as he'd briskly finished all his chores, he lit his fire and spied us in the blaze. "And strangers," he thundered out. "Now who are you? Where did you come over the running sea lanes, out on a trading spree or roving the waves like pirates, sea wolves raiding at will who risk their lives to plunder other men?" The hearts inside us shook, terrified by his rumbling voice and monstrous hulk. Nevertheless, I found the nerve to answer firmly, "Men of Achaea we are, and bound now from Troy, driven far off course by the warring winds over the vast gulf of the sea, battling home on a strange tack, a route that's off the map, and so we've come to you. So it must please King Zeus's plotting heart. We're glad to say we're men of Atreides Agamemnon, whose fame is the proudest thing on earth these days. So great a city he sacked, such multitudes he killed. But since we've chanced on you, we're at your knees in hopes of a warm welcome, even a guest gift, the sort that hosts give strangers. That's the custom. Respect the gods, my friend, we're suppliants, at your mercy. Zeus of the strangers guards all guests and suppliants. Strangers are sacred. Zeus will avenge their rights."
"Stranger," he grumbled back from his brutal heart, "you must be a fool, stranger, or come from nowhere, telling me to fear the gods or avoid their wrath. We Cyclops never blink at Zeus and Zeus's shield of storm and thunder, or any other blessed god. We've got more force by far. I'd never spare you in fear of Zeus's hatred, you or your comrades here, unless I had the urge. But tell me, where did you moor your sturdy ship when you arrived? Up the coast or close in? I'd just like to know."
So he laid his trap, but he never caught me. "No, wise to the world, I shot back in my crafty way. My ship? Poseidon, god of the earthquake, smashed my ship. He drove it against the rocks at your island's far cape. Dashed it against a cliff as the winds rode us in. I and the men you see escaped a sudden death." Not a word in reply to that, the ruthless brute. Lurching up, he lunged out with his hands toward my men, and snatching two at once, wrapping them on the ground, he knocked them dead like pups. Their brains gushed out all over, soaked the floor, and ripping them limb from limb to fix his meal, he bolted them down like a mountain lion, left no scrap, devouring entrails, flesh and bones, marrow and all. We flung our arms to Zeus. We wept and cried aloud, looking on at his grisly work, paralyzed, appalled. But once the Cyclops had stuffed his enormous gut with human flesh, washing it down with raw milk, he slept in his cave, stretched out along his flocks. And I, with my fighting heart, I thought at first to steal up to him, draw the sharp sword at my hip, and stab his chest where the midriff packs the liver. I groped for the fatal spot, but a fresh thought held me back. There, at a stroke, we'd finish off ourselves as well. How could we, with our bare hands, heave back that slab he set to block his cavern's gaping maw? So we lay there groaning, waiting.